Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
So the big question now for today's parents is, when do you get your children a cell phone? You know, back in our days, it was probably, when do you let the kids have a TV in their room? Or, you know, and you never do that now, but you have to at some point get them a cell phone. What kind of cell phone? How expensive does it have to be? You know, these are all questions that I hear parents asking every day. My guest is Dr. Corinne Cross. She's a pediatrician and co-founder of the Fit to Play and Learn Obesity Prevention Curriculum in LA. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. So I told my kids 12. And I gave in with my son at about 11 and 3 quarters because he was going to be going uptown a lot on his bike that summer, and I let him have one. But I was so close to the mark that I set, and now my 10-year-old daughter is saying, well, you know, so what's a parent to do?
Well, I think that you're actually a really good example of what normally happens. Most families with their first child don't even consider the discussion until they're in middle school. And then the second child sort of ends up, you know,
squeaking through.
Yes, exactly. But for you are actually right that most parents consider it for safety. That's the first reason that they consider getting their child a cell phone. So that really, when to get one depends on your family situation. So just like you, if children are traveling by themselves or taking a public bus to school or walking to extracurricular activities after school, parents may consider getting a cell phone at a younger age. But like you said in your introduction, it doesn't necessarily have to be a smartphone. I mean, the fact is it's harder to find payphones now than it was in the past. So there is some reality to the fact that children may need a cell phone if you want to be able to get in touch with them.
Okay, so, you know, we want it for safety. Parents decide, okay, you get to have one, and right away the kid says, oh, well, I want a smartphone, or, oh, I need to have the internet on there, you know, so how do you, it's kind of like, you know, Christmas shopping or whatever, you have to tone them down, say you're not going to get everything you want in this, and that this is just, so how do you monitor what you get them? Suppose you get them a phone that they can text their friends. Should you be allowed to read their texts?
I think that depends on the age of the child and on your relationship with your child. I personally think that, you know, not everything they have should be private, but you have to tell them up front. I don't think snooping on your child is a really good relationship to have, but letting them know up front, I'm going to be checking that phone. So don't think about texting anything that you would be embarrassed if I read. And I think that also goes for social media sites. Some parents feel that they don't need to befriend their children on these social media sites. I think that just knowing that your parent is your friend will sort of tamper what you write and what you put on these sites or what you text or send as a picture. But I also think it depends on the maturity of the child, which phone you get. I mean, you definitely don't need to turn on the data or text portion of the phone. But children need to be able to understand consequences. They need to be responsible. They need to know not to use the phone to text while they're crossing the street. We're seeing more children getting hurt crossing the street because they're not paying attention because they're texting. So these are things you need to talk about with your child. They need to be a responsible child if you're going to give them this big responsibility of having a cell phone.
Well, you know, I don't even have a smartphone. The only one in our family that does is my husband. I don't really like a cell phone, so I only keep it in my car for emergencies with a speaker, you know, hands-free speaker. I certainly don't want my children to see me talking on the phone in the car or, God forbid, texting. So we are kind of their role models for whatever we're doing with our phones as well.
Right, and I think that if you are going to get your child a phone, it's really important to set the rules for the phone early. So what do you expect? Do you expect them to only use the phone when they're outside the house for emergencies? Do you want to make them put it in a drawer when they come home and they can check it after their homework's finished? You have to figure out what your intent is for the cell phone and make that intent clear up front so that everybody's on the same page. Things that are universal is children should not sleep with cell phones in their rooms. There should definitely be a phone curfew, really a device curfew, so no phones, no video games, no computers after a certain time, because all of that light and that excitement makes it hard for kids to fall asleep. And then where do you charge your cell phone? Cell phones should not be charged in a child's room because you don't know if they're getting phone calls or texts in the middle of the night and disturbing their sleep. But I also agree with you, like, parents are really the best role models for their children, so they need to teach their children cell phone etiquette. I remember my mother teaching me phone etiquette. When you answer the phone, this is what you say. When you call somebody's house, this is how you introduce yourself. I think that we've gotten away from that, and we need to teach our children, you don't answer your phone if you're in the middle of a conversation with another person who's in front of you. That's rude. You know, you don't carry on a conversation with the person in front of you while you're texting somebody else.
Repeat that, right. This is absolutely huge because, as you say, we do not, you know, we were taught phone etiquette. We were also taught to shake hands, look someone in the eye, say it's nice to meet you. And I have worked on that with my kids. And that texting while you're talking to somebody is one of the rudest things people can do. Parents, listen to what Dr. Cross just said and make sure your children do not sit and text in restaurants, that they do not sit and text while they're talking to people, if you introduce them to a friend of yours, any of that, because cell phones automatically make a kid so much more accessible all the time. We're accessible.
Yeah, and it makes them, it distracts them from the world around them, not just in a dangerous way, but they don't get to actually appreciate, you know, walking home, looking around, thinking about things. Like, some downtime is very important for people, and I think when we give kids phones, they're on it every minute. They don't know how to have any sort of downtime.
And, you know, that's even how they conduct relationships now, Dr. Cross. My son has a girlfriend. I don't know that they've ever talked once. They text. And that's considered their 13-year-old relationship is basically texting. Please, if you would, speak about texting and walking. The kids walk home from school, they're texting, and they're not even paying any attention as they cross a street.
Yeah, I think we've all seen kids, you know, they dart out in between the cars, or they're just very busy texting, and they don't look up from their phones. It is very important that you tell your child, I don't want to see you crossing the street with the phone. If anybody's parents tells me you're crossing the street while you're texting, you know, that phone's going to be taken away. And I think you just have to make it clear. And in a way, we have to parent as a society. I mean, I see kids going down the block without their helmets, and I know their parents might say, where's your helmet? Why is your helmet on, not on? I think it's the same thing if we see somebody texting while they're crossing the street. Hey, you know, that's probably not a good idea. So I think that that's, you know, something that we need to instill in our kids. I also, though, think that if you're going to have a phone that can text and that can send pictures, that it is very important to discuss with your child that you don't forward or take hurtful or gossipy photos or information, that you don't embarrass or harass with your phone, that, you know, you think before you speak or text or post or forward anything, and to remember that these things are written in pen and not pencil. And I think that that analogy really helps kids to realize this is permanent. Sometimes they don't realize that what they put on the internet or what they send to a friend, that they can send it to somebody else, that how it can spiral and get out of control. I think we really need to talk to our children about taking responsibility for that.
I think you need to have good lines of communication open also, because if your child receives any of those texts or pictures that Dr. Cross has mentioned, you want them to be able to come to you and say, hey, you know what, I got some scary kind of chain letter on my phone or some text from somebody. You know, they can bully by text these days, right, Dr. Cross? So wrap up, children and cell phones, when do you get them? How close do you monitor? You have about, I don't know, 45 seconds.
So when do you get them really depends on your family, but also what your intent is for the cell phone, whether it's their safety, whether you're doing this as a gift. So what it is that you want that cell phone to accomplish, I think you need to, as a family, think about that. But then you need to talk about the consequences, talk about the responsibility. You need to set up a plan as to how you expect that phone to be used. And you need to be upfront and tell your child, I am going to monitor your use. And that in itself usually helps a child. But again, like you said, we need to check in with our child just like everything else and say, are you okay? Is everything going okay? Is anybody picking on you? Is anything making you sad? Is there anything you want to talk about? This is why we have family dinner. This is why you tuck your kids in bed at night. These are good times to talk about that.
It's great times to talk about that. When to get your children a cell phone, it's up to you if it's safety involved. But you know, these are all things to discuss and keep open lines of communication. You're listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.